The Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, the Chinese Foreign Minister spokeswoman, Mao Ning, warned the United States is sending weapons worth billions of dollars to Kiev while warning Beijing against assisting Moscow. The U.S. has no right to dictate the China-Russian relations. We will never accept coercion and pressure from the United States. The Ukrainian war, this conflict, is actually driving China and Russia together. They're not casual in the relationship. A year ago, 2 years ago, They were casual. They were, you know, they had, they were working together with goods, trading. But this conflict is forcing them almost to meld together into one, basically with one objective, which they've always had the same objective. But it's even more dire for Russia and China now than before. That objective is to keep the unipolar world system from expanding, getting a victory in Ukraine, putting weapons along the eastern border of Ukraine, easy access to vital targets in Russia with nuclear weapons of one sort or another. This has forced China and Russia, again, to meld, to weld, to unify, and to, they've made a decision to work together. And they are working together. Now, this Mao Ning, she talks about the weapons worth billions of dollars being sent there. Then the Russian diplomat to China, Ambassador Igor Morgulov, this is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. Quote, I am sure that the prospects for Russian-Chinese relations are brilliant. We have a straight and wide road ahead of us. I believe that anyone who has bad intentions and may try to break our friendship will not succeed. So, this isn't propaganda coming out of that region, out of Russia. This is fact. This is fact. Now, Donald Trump, over the weekend, he addressed a message to the American people. He said, quote, I learned this when I was young, when I was a young student studying history. Never let China and Russia unify. And we have let them unify. We forced them into a unification, and that is the most dangerous thing that can happen to our country. Well, while Donald Trump was president of this country during the first four, he's still president. Let's face it, legally, constitutionally, if the laws were enforced, he is the president of this country. if the truth could have been told, how they, you go to bed, he's the president, you wake up, the imposter has replaced him. He's the president. During the time of the term where he actually made decisions, Russia and China, they were completely separate. They had their problems, friction. Russia wasn't, you know, was fully aware of China's intentions to move west, China's intentions with the Asian sisters, China's intentions with Hong Kong, now with Taiwan. But this invasion and this CIA plan to bring Ukraine into NATO was something that Russia didn't had to address. Russia had to address this objective, and they did a year ago. That was the beginning of the great shakeup for the unipolar Luciferian system. That Luciferian system is basically just a few Western countries that hold 15% of the world's population. You have the balance of the world's population that is really leaning more toward Russia and China now in their relationship, because the nations, the peoples of the world, of these other nations in the smaller countries, realize they have never had a way to resist the force of empire militarily, many other ways. They didn't have a way to remain independent of America's objectives, America's hegemic rule, hegemic plans. They do now. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch, yeah. I said,
One thing that people are concerned about is time, and in time, the nuclear clock. How many seconds, hundredths of a second, are we away from Armageddon? A year ago, Russia was forced to make a move to eliminate Ukraine of all of the Russian, not the Russian, the Nazi funded by CIA forces in Ukraine. The old Nazi, the Nazis, they are the religion of Nazism is alive and well, not just in Ukraine, but all over the world. Nazism was a satanic religion. It wasn't just a military move. It was a religion. It was more than a philosophy. It was an actual religion with worship. The worship of man. The worship of Aryan man. And the Pilgrim Society in London and in New York, WASPs, the White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, adherence to Cecil Rhodes and his philosophies concerning Aryan man. The white man is superior. White man has the right to rule the world. And the Pilgrim Society members and families, this is who they are. It's a religion. It's a satanic religion, satanic secret society. They are the wealthy, white, for the most part, individuals using blacks, using Hispanics, using Indians from India, using Russians, using even Chinese, believe, and they believe that they alone are qualified to make the decisions on mankind, who lives, who dies, who rules. They remove governments, they replace governments, they put in people of their choosing. They put in presidents of the United States of America. Donald Trump, they did not put in. The imposter, Joe Biden, they did put in. They did put in Bill Clinton. They put in George H.W. Bush and his son. They put in Jimmy Carter. They didn't put in Ronald Reagan, but they allowed Reagan because they knew with Reagan they would have their man in the White House as Vice President, George H.W. Senior, then they would give him... See, Senior had roughly three terms as President. Two terms while working with Reagan, and then a third term solo. And he wanted a fourth term, and they didn't give it to him because they had a different plan. And the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants in New York... and working with those in London, they felt their Luciferian brother, who was not as powerful in the occult as his wife, Hillary, would be president. They put Bill in for two terms. And then they had to allow, once again, because of Daddy's power in the CIA... They allowed George Jr. to become president for two terms, and he was able to further their plans. And all these plans of these presidents, starting with Carter. The objective was, in the back of their minds, in the very clear back, in the shadows of their demonic, evil, conniving, corrupt minds, was the destruction of Russia. You see, the globalists of the world, these individuals in the unipolar network, they knew to bring in a new world order, they couldn't do it with Russia becoming as powerful as she is presently. They wanted to keep Russia weak. They broke the old Soviet Union apart. Now, once they accomplished that, the only obstacle is to destroy Russia as a nation, as a people, as a culture. This is their final objective. They tried destroying Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution, in World War I. They attempted again in World War II using Hitler. They knew that Hitler, in a military push to invade and get into Russia, into Moscow, they knew that the chances of Hitler being successful were slim, but it's a gamble they took, and they lost. But still, in the meantime, it did hurt Russia. And Russia had to isolate herself, really, from the whole world, still working with some of the Soviet nations, but eventually they were destroyed. And now, once again, Bill and Hillary try to destroy Russia by selling all these corporations oil and gas, having American Wall Street types go into Russia, working with the criminal elements in Russia, the powerful people, trying to piece Russia out, you know, to the highest bidder. And that failed. Now they're doing it again. And they will fail again. So, with Donald Trump, he was able to, really, he and Putin were working together with the same objective, to hopefully stop the momentum completely of the New World Order advocates. Trump really put he interfered with their plans for 4 years, but he couldn't continue because he was removed during an illegal election. He's still out drawing crowds to this very day. But Putin has been the one who has been at the center now of stopping the momentum and halting, you know, to a great degree, the momentum that the New World Order Luciferian types did have. Not types, these criminals. So, Russia moves into Ukraine. America, NATO, European nations, Five Eyes nations, figured it's going to be a piece of cake. We're going to sap Russia economically of her military weapons. We're just going to draw her out into a long war. Collectively, we put in billions of dollars. We put in millions and millions of tons of weapons. We use the media, international media, to demonize Russia. Every strategy has failed. Russia has just gotten stronger. Now, there was Dmitry Medvedev. He stated If the question of the existence of Russia itself is seriously raised, which it has been, it will not be decided on the Ukrainian front, but together with the question of the further existence of all human civilization. And there should be no ambiguity here. Western countries with their satellites are only 15% of the world's population. These are the Five Eyes nations, the European nations, most of the NATO nations. There are many more of us, and we are far stronger. The tranquil power of our great country and the authority of its partners are the key to preserving the future for our entire world. This is true. This is true. What's happening is there is a polarization of the stranglehold, the nations that have been strangled by the unit, by the petrodollar. They have had a noose on their neck. They can't do anything because we control these nations with the petrodollar. These are the unipolar nations and the control system of unipolar nations, especially empire, America. But now, because of Russia and the BRICS strategy, there are now not just five nations in the BRICS network, there are 20 nations. And this is sending a message to the other smaller nations. They don't have to go along with the petrodollar system anymore. There's an alternative. There's another way that they can exist. Not only do they not need to buy things with the petrodollar, but they can begin to trade with other nations internationally with the other currencies, the main currency, the ruble and the yuan. So these nations are basically cutting the noose that has been around their neck. This was something that really began in the last year. Now, it has been a strategy they've been watching probably for 10, 15 years. But eventually, when Vladimir Putin pulled the trigger and China agreed, India agreed, Brazil agreed, South Africa, when they agreed to go into this system so they could trade to separate themselves from the petrodollar and from the Western control, it worked. Now, other nations are also joining that network. Some of the nations in Saudi Arabia. This is tragic for the unipolar nations, for empire. We are losing, America, empire, are losing our hegemonic grip on these nations that we have controlled since World War II. These nations now have an alternative. They don't have to yield to the wishes of America. We have put sanctions on them. It's the United States of sanctions, not the United States of America. It's a United States of sanctions on any nation that opposes us. We'll sanction them into oblivion. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey Jaquint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey Jaquint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Oh, I never, ever think of it.
As a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you get by?
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high.
Optimism is becoming a thing of the past. It's hard to be optimistic when you're watching the world disappear. You're watching the world, the collapse of economies, of peace, evil increasing, the wicked are powerful, the laws have no power, there's no justice. Now, going on with one thing that empire did not want, they did not want any of the other nations to separate, to be free of America's stranglehold through sanctions. Donald Trump, he taught the world a lesson. He taught China a lesson through sanctions. Bullets, bombs, nukes, they can destroy a nation. But China, because of the policies of Donald Trump imposing sanctions on China's goods and other things, it hurt China. Now, Russia and America, after Donald Trump, with the imposter Joe Biden, the fool on the hill, he's not the president. You know, if he was president, I wouldn't call him a fool. But because he's not president, well, and he is, whose fool is he? He doesn't know that he's being used. Oh, he probably does, but he does what he's told. He's been patterned, to obey. And this is what they're trying to do to the people of the world, obey. Now, Trump, he used sanctions on the nations. And the sanctions worked. He goes to, right after he became president, in May, he takes a trip to the Middle East. And he stands there in a king, Solomon's, or what was his name, of Saudi Arabia. Solomon? What was his name? Trump stands there and delivers this magnificent speech. He's treated like a king that he is. He's treated like the president of the United States. Back at home, he's mocked, he's laughed, he's laughed at, he's lied about, he's disrespected bigly. He has nothing but contempt for him. Why? Because the mainstream media, they were at war with him. Every agency of the continuity of government was at war with him. The Republican rhinos were at war with him. He had no friends, but he goes over to Saudi Arabia, to Riyadh, and he lands, and they roll the carpet out to the steps as he comes down from Air Force One with his wife, right on to red carpet. And the king, was it Solomon? Anyhow, I'll think of the king's name. They go in, he's treated like a president. He's treated like he should be treated, with royalty, with respect. Then the next day, he addresses all of the Arab nations, the Arab brothers, the children of Ishmael, the children of Esau, the children that are the kings of the Middle East, of that empire, all of them. He addresses them, and he tells them, "What is destroying you is what is destroying you, your nations, your people, your cultures, your children, and their destiny in the future, is radical Islam." He tells them that right there in the palace of the king that invited him, to all of these diplomats and heads of state and presidents of the nations. He tells them, what is destroying you is radical Islam. What's destroying the world presently is still radical Islam. And he says, if you fund it, it will destroy you, your countries, your people, your future, if you fund it. And if I catch you funding it, then I will sanction you. You won't have access to American military, American whatever. And you know what these kings did? Most of them went along with that strategy, and there has been great peace in their nations. They didn't fund what was killing them. This is what sanctions do to nations. And America tried sanctioning with all the European nations, with the NATO nations, tried to sanction Russia out of existence, to sanction Russia into oblivion. And what did it do? It did nothing. It made Russia and the ruble stronger now than it's ever been. The dollar is, compared to the ruble, backed by gold. The dollar is a joke. The petrodollar is extinct almost. What happens then is Russia's military, they've been dropping millions of tons of lead and brass and every other kind of weapon. And these fields in Ukraine are just chopping fields. They're just the grinding fields. I'll call it killing fields. Not only that, but and all that metal. And we were stating 4 months ago, Russia's running out of missiles. They're running out of these weapons. Their supply is just about depleted. No, it was the weapons from the Western, from NATO nations, European nations, American warehouses. No, we're the ones that are running low on weapons. Russia, they kicked in their industry, and it's humming. It's like a fine-tuned motor. And they can do it for another 50 years. They have the metals they need, the brass, the lead. They have the gunpowder. They have the way to manufacture gunpowder by the hundreds of tons every day. They're not going to run out. Their economy is thriving. The people are dressing. They have money in their pockets. They've paid their rent. They have plenty of fuel to heat their homes. While Europe, just the opposite. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
The whole world, in the multipolar world, is fighting against the monster, America. America, what was great, the American people, there is America, and then there is the U.S. government. Two different things, completely different things. There's the America of the people, and there is the military, industrial, political, economic complex. Military complex, not America. It is the monster. It is the monster, something that was what America was not. It must have had a vaccination, and it went from being a great nation, and then all of a sudden, once it had the vaccination, it has begun to change into something else. It is, I guess I'll put it this way. There is a Homo sapien. Well, once they get these individuals get the vaccination or take the swab up the nose, they begin to become a clone. They're being cloned into something different. America has been cloned. The DNA of America has been, something has been added to it. There was good, and there was a great nation, a good nation. Now it has been cloned with evil, and now we become an evil, wicked nation that is, you cannot, indistinguishable from what it used to be back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the turn of the century. It is much different today. It is a dictatorship, from a freedom to, we believe we're living free. We're not. We're being controlled without even knowing it. Now, there was, Sergey Lavrov, he says that it's worth mentioning, and I've been talking about this new BRICS plus nations, that over the last couple of years, including during the first year of the Russian special military operation in Ukraine, the number of countries that want to join BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization has increased dramatically. As of now, there are about 20 of them. Until recently, which was a couple of years ago, the external conditions that we needed for development were determined not by us, but by the Western minority. All the foreign policy initiatives promoted by the so-called Golden Billion Group serve the sole purpose of making sure that the world lives by rules that allow Western elites to continue their colonial policies and live at the expense of others. This is petrodollar empire rule. He says, therefore, we will no longer rely on someone when it comes to creation, when it comes to creating the external conditions for the development that we need. Russia will not follow in the footsteps of the selfish West and will take into account the interests of other independent states that fully comply with the principles of the UN Charter, which have been repeatedly violated by our former Western colleagues. This is the hope that these other nations have, an alternate system, a system that is more, they can trade, they don't have the hostilities of a nation, Russia, or another empire, China, which you got to be careful, because China, they always gravitate to total, just like within the culture, government control down to when you go to the bathroom. Government control as to how much you're going to sleep, when you've got to get up, what happens to your children when they're 1 month old, who gets to take those children, begin to indoctrinate them into the Chinese way, into that way that they're in, which there's no freedom, but they live that way. They don't know anything else. But now there's an alternative for the nations. And this is what empire with all of the unipolar nations were afraid of. Well, It says in the Bible, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. In the Proverbs, you twist, you grab somebody by the nose and you twist their nose, and what's going to happen is you're going to get blood. Well, you provoked Russia. You believe you can sanction Russia? No. Russia, for her future destiny, they forced Russia to become the great, great empire. And if left unchecked by the hand of God, by the hand of God, Russia would be the nation that will lead the nations in the future into freedom. Russia doesn't have the objective of world control. China even fears that if something doesn't happen to Russia, even China, even Xi Jinping knows that the nations will unify with Russia before they will unify with China. So eventually, you have Russia and 30, 40 other nations, they'll strangle China into obedience. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button. As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
You to grind to a halt, or will begin that that trend downward. China must destroy Russia. Once China and Russia destroy the globalist plans of the West, the scenario, then China has to destroy Russia. But China has too many colleagues, too many comrades that would be loyal to Russia before they'd be loyal to China. Xi Jinping knows that. But China will always play the game. They'll always, you know, pat you on the back, but they've got another, in the other hand, they've got a knife. Not the Chinese people, just the governments of the world are evil. The societies generally aren't, unless you live in Nazi Germany, where they deceive the whole, brainwashed the whole culture, just like they've done here in the United States. What they did in Germany has been done right here in the United States. The way they did it in Germany was a machine, a big, powerful machine called propaganda. And the propaganda machine has been at work in this country since 19, 1909, and it continues to this very day. The propaganda machine was powerful enough to convince the American people we need to get involved in World War I. American people, we need to get involved in World War II. We need to get involved in Vietnam. We need to be in Iraq. We need to be in Afghanistan. Now we need to be in Ukraine. The machine. This is, excuse me, this is the power of the machine called propaganda. Get the jab, it will help you. Put on the mask, it will help you while you kill millions of cells that you desperately need to think. Brain cells I'm talking about. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez, till tomorrow, we'll see, till tomorrow, have a good night, or a good afternoon.
KHNC, my truck broke down, I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.